Yeah, we should be able to get up by then.
So we need to leave here at 2:20.
Right. Yeah.
So everyone seems to be okay with having discussions, robust discussions at the next meeting, and between now and then,
okay.
I'll make sure I get everyone's answer questions answered.
So just click right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I guess, Sam, I mean, it's in deference to the light.
It's slightly more attractive.
Oh, thank God. Council will reconvene. That is great news. Council will reconvene the two items under discussion, and we appreciate the public testimony on it, which are items for council calendar items 427 and 431. Will be joined next week at, I believe our time certain next week is at 10 a.m. Is that right, Carla, on the 22nd?
No, these do not have a time certain. We can give them the 10 a.m. time certain.
Perfect.
Okay. We'll put both of them together then for 10
a.m. time certain, and they will be joined by a draft resolution on the siting issue. But today aired out a lot of the critical issues, the important issues, and I really appreciate all the testimony. This is a difficult issue. There's no question about it. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to just first say thanks for all the emails, articles, phone calls, and other materials. We have a mountain of stuff to go through, and I think having a week to sift through it, collect our thoughts, makes a lot of sense. And I agree with the mayor. This is a tough issue, and reasonable people can disagree. But I also just want to call out that we have a tradition here of not engaging in personal attacks on other commissioners. And I want to call out Commissioner Leonard, because I think he crossed the line, and there's a quote in the paper that I want to highlight. He was quoted as saying recently that the Coliseum is a nearly 50-year-old building that has 50-year-old plumbing, 50-year-old heating and ventilation systems, and a 50-year-old roof. And he went on to say it is in a sad state of disrepair. Anybody who understands Commissioner Leonard's tendency to speak in riddles and metaphors knows that he was speaking about me. And this was brought to my attention by someone who pointed out the following so-called coincidences. I happen to be 50 years old. My plumbing does not work the way it used to. My heating and ventilating system needs to be replaced. And anybody who sees me bend over knows that my roof needs a little work.
Oh, okay.
Woo! That was getting warm for a second.
All right.
People in my life who have acknowledged or have told me that I am in a sad state of disrepair. But what I take particular exception to is that you went on to make the argument that this justified the Coliseum's deconstruction. And I just want you to know, Commissioner, that I think we can debate this at a higher plane, and that I actually personally think I'm at the prime of my life. And I would like to have that placed on the record, and we can move past the personal and vitriolic nature of this debate.
I humbly apologize.
So don't ask.
I'll watch the replay.
We will have three items all relating to each other 10 o'clock next week. Could you please read the title for council calendar item 428?
Authorize a contract and provide for payment to furnish replacement vehicles at $1,349,500.
So Commissioner Fritz and I took great interest in the details of this ordinance and have had an opportunity to grill staff. And could you please give us some detail on what this ordinance is about and why it's an emergency?
Tom Feely, Office of Financial Management. It's been a long morning. With me is City Fleet Manager John Hunt. This ordinance would authorize the purchase of 61 police patrol vehicles. They are replacement for vehicles reaching the end of their lifespan. There is some urgency to this in order to get the order in. It's a large fleet order, and with uncertainty in the auto industry right now and reaching the end of the model year, we need to get the order in order that it be filled.
Questions from council? Thank you, gentlemen. Carla, would you please call the roll on item 428?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your diligence. And Mr. Hunt, I have a nasty feeling that this is the third time I'm going to reschedule my meeting with you, and yes, nothing personal.
We already
personal.
Figured that out.
Yeah, I know. It's just I appreciate your understanding that things come up.
Well, we appreciate, you know, the opportunity to sit down and visit with you at some point.
I'm sure it'll happen. Yeah. Aye.
Very good.
Adams?
Aye. 428 is approved. Thank Could you please read the title for Council Item 429?
Authorize contract and provide for payment for the Smart Park Garages Recoding Project.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you. Connie Johnson, project manager with OMF Facilities. Basically, this is a maintenance project for four Smart Park garages downtown. We're recoding the driving surfaces and the top decks. The garages are aging, and the driving surfaces particularly, and water intrusion is causing problems, so we want to do a system-wide recoding.
Questions from council? Carla, would you please call the roll, assuming there's no one here to testify?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 429 is approved. Could you please read the title for non-emergency 430?
Extend contract with Kleinfelder West, Inc., for additional geotechnical engineering services for $33,000 for the fire station number one upgrade and facility remodel project.
I'm also the project manager for that one. So basically, Kleinfelder Geotechnical Engineers, we are remodeling fire station one, and they had to be on site during the jet grouting procedure, and the time ran long for them.
Questions from council?
I actually do have a question. And that it said that the total contract was $86,000 or something, but that is not including the jet grouting, or what? Do you remember what the total cost of this renovation is?
Yes, it is $9.7 million.
That's what I figured. I thought you had done it very nicely for $86,000. Still, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a non-emergency and moves to next week's calendar for council consideration. Could you please call the roll for second reading of council calendar item 432 after you read the title?
Mm-hmm. Honor the Portland Parks Foundation and Ann Nato Campbell for their efforts raising funds for the Bill Nato Legacy Fountain, honoring Portland businessman and civic contributor Bill Nato. Fish?
We had a chance last week to thank Ann Nato Campbell and her family for their extraordinary generosity and the Parks Foundation for the great work that they do. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
It's really a terrific partnership with also Portland Parks and Recreation. You're doing a great job with that bureau after Commissioner Saltzman's leadership following on. And I really appreciate the Portland Park Foundation in particular, having experienced the benefit of their work in my neighborhood in Deep Southwest. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Please recall the roll for council calendar item 433. Mm-hmm.
Authorized renaming the new South Waterfront Neighborhood Park the Elizabeth Carruthers Park.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I just have to comment that it was interesting last week when it was said that there were various names suggested, and then the committee came up with the final one, and I think they've made a splendid choice, and it's delightful to have this park named after Elizabeth Carruthers, who I now know when I go on the bus what Carruthers Street is named after, presumably, so that's really nice. Aye.
Adams.
Great work. Great name. Aye. 433 is approved. Could you please read the title for Emergency Ordinance 434?
Authorize agreement for conveyance subject to a life estate of the Charles Ann and Vicki Glasgow property located in the Johnson Creek Floodplain Project area to the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Would there be any possible reason why we wouldn't support this? Hearing none. Could you please call the roll?
Fish?
And Matt, thank you for indemnifying the city in case there's any, personally indemnifying the city in the event there's any problem with the conveyance. Aye.
Right. Saltzman.
It's a Superfund site.
Well, this is a property purchase under the Bureau of Environmental Services Willing Seller Program in the Johnson Creek watershed, and we certainly want to thank the Glasgow estate for conveying this property to us. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Could you please read the title for Emergency Ordinance 435?
Amend Intergovernmental Agreement with Department of Environmental Quality to address rule authorization and permit requirements for underground injection control structures.
I can just, this ordinance pertains to Portland sumps, also known as dry wells, and we operate about 9,000 of those publicly owned sumps east of the Willamette, and this deals with our compliance with water quality objectives established by the state.
Any council discussion on 435? All right, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 435 is approved. Could you please read the title for non-emergency item 436?
Accept a donation of $50,000 from Fred Meyer Stores for implementation of stormwater curb extensions in the public right-of-way at Southeast 38th and Main next to the Southeast Hawthorne Fred Meyer Store.
Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, I just want to say this is a good deal, and we want to thank Fred Meyers for their $50,000 contribution to help address a community desire to enhance the neighborhood around Southeast 38th and Main by putting in, by beautifying the streetscapes and putting in stormwater-friendly landscaping.
Is there a city match? Or what? Do you know what the total cost of the project is?
I don't know that. Yeah, we can find out. I do know Melinda Merrill from Fred Meyer was here earlier in the day, but she couldn't leave. She had to leave, but we do want to thank Fred Meyer for their contribution. We'll find out what if there was a city match or not.
Thank you.
Moves to a second reading. Could you please read the title for the second reading, 437?
Amend contract with Brown and Caldwell for professional services for the Portsmouth Force Main Project Number 6902 for engineering support services during construction.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Council is recessed until Thursday at 6 p.m. Thank you all. What a morning.
Yeah. We're seeing that one walking.